The Neen Odom of Odessa saw 3 years of work culminate in the signing of Hope's Law.
So it's amazing to have hope here instead of a predictable tragedy, and that we could all be here together to watch the governor sign into law, Hope's Law.
Hope Turner is Odom's young daughter who escaped physically unharmed but emotionally scarred during unsupervised visits with her father, who, as her ex-wife Deneen puts it, had fallen into the grip of methamphetamine. Everything came to a head when police arrested the father at gunpoint and removed Hope to reunite with her mother. A drug charge stuck, but child endangerment didn't. Was Odom surprised?
I would say surprise is a very soft word as to how I felt about that. I was devastated.
It wasn't against state law to be in possession of meth in the presence of a child. She says state officials compared having meth in the pocket with having beer in the fridge.
You know, you can have beer in the refrigerator, but if you drink and drive, it's a felony. Same way with meth. You can have meth in your pocket, but if you're taking care of a kid, you know, you're not using it. Having it is indicative of using it. And anybody who has been affected by meth in their life knows that's the truth.
The bill signed into law amends child endangerment statutes to include possessing meth in the presence of a child. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.